A new internal World Bank assessment shows that the Development Bank's AIDS programs have failed to meet expectations because these programs are too complicated and governments in Africa are too weak to properly implement them. The report by the Independent Evaluation Group, a division of the World Bank, examined the bank's growing health programs from 1997 to 2007. The evaluation found 8 in 10 AIDS projects in sub-Saharan Africa produced unsatisfactory outcomes. In recent years, the World Bank has tripled its AIDS funding to $3 billion a year. Funding for family planning and projects to battle malnutrition have been cut. The evaluation calls for the World Bank to simplify its projects, reduce the number of government agencies involved in program design, and to create more modest objectives. Emma Siri of Oxfam noted, if the World Bank wants to carry on having a role in health, they need to look at the evidence of what they can deliver to all people and question any increased investment in the private sector that does not reach the poorest communities. The Clean Coal Lobby kicked off another advertising blitz in advance of critical hearings on global warming in Congress. Ads were run in the political media in Washington, D.C., in outlets like Roll Call, Politico, and The Washington Post. The ads were paid for by the American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity, a coalition of 48 mining, coal, and utility companies backed by a $45 million annual budget, three times the size of the traditional coal lobby, noted the Center for Public Integrity. In April 2008, the American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity was launched with the position that embraced the caps on carbon emissions if the policy encouraged robust use of clean coal. The strategy paid off when House Democrats Henry Waxman and Ed Markey released a draft of the climate bill that would allow for new coal plants through 2015 if they were retrofitted to cut coal emissions. Unfortunately, clean coal technology does not yet exist. Currently, there is only one demonstration project in Germany. Several projects in the U.S. have been put on hold due to rising costs. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu says it would take a decade of demonstration projects to prove the viability of clean coal technology. On April 20th, El Salvador's emerging gay and lesbian rights community mobilized on the steps of the National Legislative Assembly to halt an amendment to ban same-sex marriage. A constitutional amendment defining marriage as a union between a man and a woman was just a few votes short of passing. It had gained the support of San Salvador Archbishop José Luis Escobar Alas of the Christian Democratic Party and Evangelical Churches. According to the website Upside Down World, the amendment against same-sex marriage was first approved in 2006, but needed to be passed a second time to go in effect. The anti-gay measure was four votes short of passing. This put the spotlight on the left-wing FMLN Farabundo Martí National Liberation Front, which had just defeated the right-wing Arena Party in the recent presidential election. The FMLN did not have a position on same-sex marriage. Some gay rights activists in El Salvador say same-sex marriage is not a priority issue. William Hernandez of the LGBT group Entre Amigos noted, "People with HIV don't have the medicines they need, so why do you think marriage is important to us?" With time running out in the legislative session, the FMLN objected to technical aspects of the same-sex ban. But with growing pressure from the Catholic Church, ban sponsors revised the amendment and eventually the measure passed. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Emily Santos-Poplowski.